Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly at this time on 1450 AM and 107.1 FM. Today's guest is Emil Zafrov, Chief Information Officer at Logistics Plus. Emil, thanks so much for joining us. Can you tell us a little bit about your background and your current role with the company?
My background is actually in international business and economics. Thought I would like that. I actually liked it. I think I got a great education. Then I worked for about 3 years as a finance professional and in business management. And then I discovered my hobby, and actually more than a hobby, a passion, which was technology, and started a job that basically was revolving around technology. And then at some point, the amalgamation of the two came, and I never looked back. It turned out that the combination of economics and business and technology is a both interesting and needed skill set. I was sitting at the table and understanding what both the business side and the technology side of the business were saying, and I was able to translate and liked it. And that's how it's been for the last 23 years. Been in leadership positions for about 20 of them, and 10 of those 23 years, I've been in logistics and supply chain management, all of them with Logistics Plus.
Emil, you celebrated your 10th anniversary with LP earlier this summer. How has the company changed in the time that you've been with the company?
Well, the first thing that jumps out is the difference in size. I mean, it grew more than 4 times, close to 5 times in the last 10 years. And that's something, right? It is in a lot more countries now. It is in a lot more verticals and horizontals. It supports a lot more diverse and interesting customers. It still supports some of the biggest in valuation companies around the globe. Now they're a little bit different than their names 10 years ago, but we're still in that company. The company had good people, had awesome people, and that has not changed. On the contrary, it has evolved even more. The company didn't have so much technology, and now it has world-class technology that allows us to play and punch way above our weight. Another thing that hasn't changed actually is that the company is still the same smaller company in spirit, and still has the same eagerness and desire to try new things and to do something different all the time.
Emil, on CIO.com in June of this year, you were featured in an article called Reskilling IT for the Cloud. Can you share why it was important to have LP involved into a company that is now 70% cloud-based?
It's the same thing that is actually on the logo and motto of Logistics Plus, the passion for excellence and the desire to do better all the time. We are in more than 23, 25, 28 countries. Not sure what the number is even these days, because we have things going on all the time. We are offering services around the globe. I was on a call with a Chinese client last night at 9 o'clock, and then another client at 10 o'clock in Australia. Actually, the client is a Swiss company, mostly based in Switzerland, and the office that we work with is in Serbia, but we are offering services in Australia. In order to support such an organization, you have to be able to deliver your services in a fast and impeccable way everywhere. And the cloud is that medium. The cloud is the natural enabler of all of that. I mean, we have warehouses in Vietnam and Thailand. They're trying to scan items in a warehouse management system based in Chicago, Illinois. And the latency is something that is pretty unpleasant to deal with. That makes the people resent the technology. That makes them do cut corners and offer inferior services, and that hurts us. So we need to be able to deliver our services where they're needed in the best possible way. And again, it's the cloud.
What have been your greatest successes and challenges throughout the years?
Both the challenge and the success is helping companies with extremely high standards and basically meeting their expectations and exceeding their expectations on an ongoing basis. We are such a company that oftentimes we pick challenges that no other logistics provider, even 10 and 50 times bigger than us, would pick. And then we have to basically defend our reputation and have to deliver. Some of those projects are not worth mentioning, but more than 70% of what we do is unique and non-routine and interesting and challenging. And again, quite a few people bigger and maybe more knowledgeable or good companies have said no to it. And then we said yes, and then we had to deliver. So it's a challenge, but when you get the good result, it's extremely rewarding. The company is still growing fast and steady. That's a great success. And I was part of the team that helped make that happen. On the challenge side, when I speak with my colleagues of mine, CEOs or leaders in the industry, they talk about aligning of technology with the business. In Logistics Plus, this is a little bit different. There's no such thing as let's sit down and talk strategy and align the technology with the business. You have to be on constant alert and listen or watch for the signs and try to sense where the business is going or where the business will be because of what's happening. And that is not easy, but extremely rewarding if you get it right.
Emil, how has COVID-19 impacted you and the work you do for LP? And do you foresee any longer-term impacts that COVID may have on you and your customers?
When we're building our platform, platforms and systems and technology, we were always building them for a global company where you will be able to access and use anywhere and around the clock. So from that perspective, COVID was not a surprise or a challenge for us. We didn't skip a beat. I mean, everything was in place. No no big changes or anything really that is worth mentioning. We retooled because of some of the new services that we started offering during that time to offset some of the traditional services that took a hit. Luckily, we have a very diverse customer base. And while some of our customers were affected more than others, some were actually, they saw growth that was stimulated by the COVID situation. And we were able to offset some of the kind of slower moving services with faster moving. And like I said, we started several new things. And we had an LP medical unit that we were using for smaller projects in Asia that got its prime time. And we were very involved with PPE. And we started working a lot more with technology companies or expanded the footprint that we have there. We also picked some business from competitors who did not adapt as fast and well to the situation. And customers were needing creativity, and Logistics Plus came as the natural choice. What is probably going to remain as a long-term effect is because the companies had time to both rethink their approach to supply chain and were forced to do that in many cases, they are now much more demanding. The RFPs that I see lately are more thorough and more complex than ever before. So that is, again, a new challenge and opportunity at the same time to overcome. And we were able to offer a lot more of what we offer and both grow as a business and stand out from the from some of the competition.
How long is the LP IT organization, and how do you organize your resources?
We have about 40 people in 5 different teams. And those are just the people that handle the technology as an enabler and supports the operations and services that the company offers. We have a lot more people that traditionally would be part of an IT team, like for instance, business intelligence and analytics, who are actually engaged with customers, and they are providing analytics and BI services for our customers. So I don't count them in this group. But we have an IT infrastructure team who is supporting a very well-equipped data center in Erie, PA. It services thousands of customers. Basically complements and works with the cloud systems that we have. So that is a core node in what the company offers. We have an ERP system support team that is certified to the highest level by the system vendor, and they are extremely capable in what they do. An e-commerce and fulfillment systems team that is growing and busier than ever, especially because of COVID, but also because of the global trends anyway. We have a development and integrations team, about 20 people, who are the stars of many of the projects We offer integrations of any system to us. We do faster integrations than most of the companies in our business, and we almost always do all of the heavy lifting. We try to offload that from the customer and take it on us so that we can control it and we can deliver what we promise. And we have, again, both readily available systems, integrations with the large systems that our industrial and manufacturing customers have, but also one-on-one integrations with proprietary systems and exotic systems. We support virtually every method of integration and do it, like I said, quite fast relative for the industry.
Emil, how hard is it to find talent to fuel your IT organization, and what skill sets are essential?
I cannot say it's easy. I wouldn't say that. And at certain points in time over the last 10 years has been harder. Obviously, we are competing for the top of the crop, so to speak, from the local universities and everywhere. I mean, we're looking for not just well-prepared people, but we're looking for special mentality and approach, and that makes it a little bit of a challenge to find the right people. But we've tried many different approaches. We've tried offshore, nearshore. We have right now the team is spread on three continents, and we have kind of built a very good group of people, but we always keep a core of people in Erie, and that is probably the most critical component of the approach to finding people. Those are people that care, that own their systems and processes, and they can then engage and they can work with other groups of people remotely, wherever that they might, whatever might happen to find the talent. It is being better lately. We have a younger group of people who are extremely engaged and very fun to be around, and they kind of work as ambassadors, and they spread the word as to what the unique environment Logistics Plus offers, and kind of bring the people they know or they meet. Lately, I'm actually pretty happy with the pipeline that we've built and the people that come and join the team.
What are some of the technologies or platforms that you use to power you and your customers' businesses?
So there are four main systems that we have. Two are off the shelf and two are custom built. The off the shelf, the primary off the shelf system is called CargoWise One. It is an extremely competent third party and fourth party logistics management and operating system, really, that is very popular and the de facto standard in the industry. I'm not concerned disclosing that as a secret because it is a very complex, very capable system, as I said, but it does not work or solve problems by itself. It has to be supported by knowledgeable people, and we have a great team built around that. We have professionals that know the system inside out. We have a strong team of integration and development engineers who built around that system and complemented with functionality. And then we have a BI and analytics team that can help you translate the data that is in that system into something meaningful and something actionable. So the system is just a system. I mean, it is a very, very powerful tool, but it's exactly that. It's just a tool.
Emerging technologies such as artificial intelligence and blockchain continues to get a lot of buzz right now. Emil, are you seeing any practical applications of these technologies at LP?
We are. I'm not a big fan of buzzwords, but we've been using the what's known as AI for many years as business rules. But yes, it is. I can argue that it has evolved substantially in the last years, and now it can be called artificial intelligence. But yes, we use a lot of predictive analytics and a lot of rules that dictate that assist the operations in what needs to happen and allows you to position yourself where the puck is going to be, and to show the customer what needs to be acted upon rather than bombard them with useless information or information they don't have to do anything about. We are one of the early members of the Blockchain in Transportation Alliance. We're trying to steer the development of the standards and to make sure that this very promising and very useful in our industry technology is going to have a better fate than some previous attempts at standardization. I'm afraid that the results so far are a mixed bag, but again, we're trying. But yes, blockchain is one of the best thing that might happen to the logistics industry if we don't boycott it ourselves, if we don't find a way to work together and be on the same chains, same blockchains. It will be just that, just a promise that never materializes. But there is a big promise.
Not to put you on the spot, but what has it been like working for Jim Berlin these past 10 years?
It's definitely an unorthodox approach that he has. It's not about an approach. It's something that comes from within. It's a talent, and he's got plenty of it. It is hard, I'll have to admit, to sometimes forget what you have learned in college and what you've read and what common sense sometimes dictates. But you can't argue with consistent success. I mean, you can call it luck in many times, and luck is a great thing, but it's not just luck. And over the years, I've gotten the chance to get to know him, and then there is, again, I wouldn't say it's a method or kind of specific approach, but there's consistency, and I've learned to rely on it, and not without a fight sometimes when I know I'm right, but I've learned a lot as well, and I'm happy I'm able to.
Emil, last question, and thanks so much for joining us. Are there any thoughts that you'd like to mention on the future of the company?
I think the company is on a good track to continue its growth. We have done things that we didn't think the year before that that we never thought we could do, and we've succeeded. We are in a very good place. We are big enough to be able to help some of the most demanding and interesting customers out there. We're able to take on any size project, really. But at the same time, we are small and fast and nimble enough to be able to distinguish ourselves from the competition at our size. That gives me optimism, and we have a better team now than ever, at least in the last 10 years that I've been with the company. We've constantly gotten better on that front. And it's the same passion for excellence that has made the company grow in the first years before I joined that I continue to see today. But, paired with the super creative and enthusiastic team, that's a great combination.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Join us again next week as UPMC Hammett is in the Business Spotlight.